I'm Simba.
I'm Brian Paul.
Big black strong bitches does something for me. It makes my adrenaline rush. It makes my endorphins
This is where I go on like a fucking rampage. And I just like fuck 3-4 times a day. Sometimes a different nigga, sometimes the same nigga, and I fuck them every day.
Anyway, but it was cute and I got dick down and the rim of my vagina is swollen.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Cooking with Simba and Brian Paul, where we chop it up. My name is the lovely Brian Paul, sexy ass. Some may call a slut, some may call a hoe, but I'll just call myself perfect. And this is the lovely
Simba,
or Simba's Erotic, or Simba just did the Joe Budden show. What's up? Did y'all catch that? Let me know in the comments if y'all caught that, cause she was talking some shit.
Let me ask you a question, right? So, nigga, like, has amazing sex, right? Let's just say sex is amazing. Like, you can't stop your leg from shaking after. You know all that shit, right?
The leg shaking is extra.
Yeah, that nigga need to get a discount.
Nah, cause I don't really give a fuck about that, all that bullshit. I can play with
you
my pussy.
You just said listen, big dick stop, make your stop. Mouth water.
No. Big dick make my mouth water. However, my finger can make me come in 2 seconds in real life. So big dick is cool because it's part of the game and you don't really get it as much as you really want it. But it's not the end all. It's not the, oh my God, I'm going to go get a 9-to-5. No.
I would agree with that. Fix your face, man.
No, because you get me mad.
You get mad.
Talking too much. I'm mad.
What? Why was
you
talking so much?
Oh my God. I don't even know. You know what? I'm so comfortable with Joey and his friends that it was just like, you know, it wasn't like if it was Charlamagne asking me, you know, because Charlamagne would be asking for the sake of tea. You know what I'm saying? Whereas Joey's like, yo, what happened this week? Who got a point from? I'm like, well, since you asked.
Anyway, we're not going to get too much into that right now. We may in a later episode, so let us know if y'all want us to talk about the real details about what she spoke about off camera. Not joking. But anyway, we have a sponsor today, one of the dopest sponsors ever.
Period.
Like, he sent us some good shit, sent us mad food. Let him know who the sponsor is, Simba.
So, I actually end up meeting this gentleman, because you know, when I mean, y'all don't know, because y'all didn't really get the whole tea of me, but when you see me in person, yeah, this
stand up for these people.
When I'm in the building, I'm felt, okay? Oh. So it's not just, oh, she got a fat ass. No, it's my presence, it's my aura. It's my vibe. I just control the room in real life. So I say that to say I was walking on the street, minding my own business. Mm-hmm. And if I sound a little funny, it's because I just got my teeth done.
And she's a traveling hoe.
So before, when you guys thought that I was doing a little, like a lot of covering of the mouth, like it's because I had a whole tooth missing in real life. My veneer popped off.
You gotta tell the people that?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell them. That's all right, because the head game is strong.
Strong with or without the
and
tooth.
And right now it's stronger.
Stronger. So what's up? Because if you had no teeth, you would be even better.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, when I get older, because I only have like 6 teeth left, like ones. Well, maybe 8. Yeah, my head game is about to be crazy. But I was walking down the street, minding my business, and this guy was trying to talk to me. And I was just like, brother, you're in New York. Like, no, you're not it. And then, so I said, let me give you my podcast card. So I dig in my bag and I was giving it to him. And then another young man came up and was like, hey, miss, what's up? Because, yeah, that's what happens. You got to take your opportunity because when I pass by in real life. Yeah, everybody.
A whole Coca-Cola bottle.
Period.
XL.
Yes. XL.
Like XL because your ass is like ass. It's not like ass. Like Beyonce got a Coca-Cola bottle, but you got more ass than Beyonce. So you got a Coca-Cola XL.
Well, I mean, that feels good to say that I have something more than Beyonce. Yes. And mileage. What's up?
Oh, we know you got more miles than Beyonce,
you
bitch.
No, it don't
bitch, right. You got more mileage than Madonna. What's up?
What?
Ooh, yeah.
Wow. The one who fucks the background dancers?
No, she fucks all the background. Madonna, hit me up. I know you like them young.
Fucking the gay guys, though.
Madonna.
She loves
Madonna. Gay guys. You watch in real life. You watch.
And that ass,
Madonna. I feel like my ass. Was DM me, please. We can fuck around, Madonna.
But I ain't gonna lie. Madonna, other than Rihanna, mm-hmm. bitch, we can have a whole party, bitch.
Whole
These bitches know how to party. Oh bitch. My god, I'm about to DM that bitch tonight.
Like, bitch, I'm about anyway. To go to fucking This is such a sidebar, but when we go to Atlanta, why are you laughing at me scratching my underarm? She's a hater.
No, I'm trying to think about what the fuck we were talking about before we started talking.
Oh, I don't know. I want to go to a whole swinger party.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I want to DM Madonna in
real life. Fuck it.
Blue check. Oh, by the way, this blue check, I'm getting all the guys. Oh, my God. This shit is hitting. Anyway, so.
That's who our sponsor. Our sponsor is Turkish.
So, yes, wait. Sorry. So I was minding my business, and so the other guy came up, and he was like, hey, miss, I just wanted to, and I was just like, brother, brother. And then he was like, he mentioned something about food. I don't remember what it was. And I was like, oh, you cook. Okay. Anyway, so then I decided to, actually, he messaged me. And I was like, oh, hey. And then I looked on his page, mm-hmm. and it's Turco's Grill. Mm-hmm. This man did us a big favor by going in when he was not open, mm-hmm. and made us some food. So you already know we're about to beat it down because I'm starving. I took a diet pill 2 days ago. And what happens when I take my diet pill is I don't eat for 2 days. Oh. So now it's time. But now that I have these new teeth, mm-hmm. my mouth felt a little crazy, mm-hmm. which is why I didn't get my friend head last night. Mm-hmm. He was dying for head.
What friend was you with?
Oh, wow. He said, oh, my God. First of all, he had the nerve to tell me that at one point he wanted to marry me. I looked at him like, why? Oh, wow. Ew. Who you want to marry? Who, me?
You?
I ain't the one, sis. Like, she,
not the one, the two, or the three, baby. Not the marriage type. She's not wifey type. Oh, sorry. At Turco's Grill is our sponsor for today. You know, follow them on Instagram at Turco's Grill.
But wait, we got to eat the food first. Wait, don't follow him yet. Hold on.
But I do want to tell everybody where he's based. He's based in Brooklyn, New York. Oh, yeah. The address is 110 Moore Street, Brooklyn, New York, booth 8. All right, we're about to eat the food right now. We're going to tell y'all if it's good or not.
I ain't gonna lie, it smells good.
Yeah, no, it's not mad good. I did say it smells good.
That's the first thing you said.
I want to talk some shit while we eat, so can we get this food? Because I got a topic that I really want to talk about.
I think I want to warm this up a little bit more for some reason.
Why?
Or do you think it's okay?
I think it's fine. I want to eat and talk. So, as you guys can see, I'm going to insert the video right now. Yeah, right now. And if you're listening in, just go on our Instagram. This is the way they sent us the spread. It looks dope or whatever, but we went ahead and warmed everything up. So
we got jerk shrimp over baked mac and cheese. Then we get chicken shish kebab. We have lemon pepper wings. No more buffalo. Fried chicken shabab. Wow, these teeth. Wow. I sound like you when you was wearing your Invisalign.
Yeah, but wow. Guys, see the teeth now. Zoom in. Yeah, my teeth is hitting. Yeah, uh-huh.
Zoom in.
And it's finished.
Oh, wow. So I said, wait, let's go back. Jerk shrimp over baked mac.
Do you want me to read it for the people? Because she can't read
chicken today. Shish kebab, mm-hmm. lemon pepper wings, uh-huh. buffalo wings. Uh-huh. Fried chicken shish kebab. How the fuck do you say that?
Shish kebab?
Fried chicken shish kebab. And chocolate baklava. Wow.
Baklava.
Kenya
Moore from Housewives of Atlanta told me how to say that word. Just put that out there.
Wait, say that again?
Baklava.
And who taught you that?
Kenya Moore.
Oh, yeah. Mental bestie?
Yes. I love you, Kenya. Yes, Kenya's going to watch one day. And, you know, she said the whole thing about, you know, being a hoe. And
what did she say about being a hoe?
When she was like, if you're going to be a hoe, just be the hoe.
Day, people love a hoe. You know what I mean? People like hoes. They're funny. They're outspoken. Yeah. You know, they live life, you know, on the edge. People like a hoe. Just be the hoe. It's not a bad job. Don't you think? I mean, people love a hoe.
People like a hoe. People love a hoe.
Y'all love me, don't you?
You feel me? And I love you, Kenya, period. All right,
stop talking.
All right, so let's get into it. Let's, okay. I'm going to use this as a little plate. Let me get me some macaroni and cheese with the jerk shrimp. So I got some of that. Oh, wow.
Oh, you thought you would get away.
Oh, no, you eat that.
You got away.
Richard, that's the lemon pepper? He said lemon pepper and buffalo?
This is buffalo.
All right, so I'm going to take one of each for now.
So, I ain't gonna lie, these teeth got me fucked up.
Fried chicken, Swiss kebab.
Because my bite is weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's off or what, but.
So, this Swiss kebab thing?
Yes, that's the first thing I just ate.
Sitting.
So good.
Sitting. I have a question for you. Can friends fuck?
Wow.
Like, can you be friends and generally fuck, like, here and there or all the fucking time and still be, like, mad fucking close? Or no? Because I can tell you my opinion in the gay world, but you go first.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. Only if the people involved just love the act of sex.
Yeah.
So, I just love the feeling of a dick in my mouth. I love the feeling of a dick in my pussy. So I can have emotionless sex just because I want to feel the satisfaction of the act. So I can have a homeboy and he could just be my fuck buddy because I don't have the attachment because, again, I like the act of sex. There are a lot of people that have sex that don't like the act of sex. They have sex because whoever they fucking loves to fuck.
Uh-huh.
But they don't actually enjoy sex. I enjoy the penetration. I enjoy long moments of foreplay. I enjoy sex. Like, I enjoy getting fucked. You know my mouth waters when I talk about sex.
I don't think that friends could fuck and genuinely be friends. Like, I just don't think that can happen. Like, I have a lot of meaningless sex, but nobody who I'm close with, and I feel like I can't be close to that person without wanting to fuck. Like, it may be a fucking wedding day, and I might take you in the back and fuck you in the bathroom real quick. Then you go marry a nigga, then what? Because that's how I feel like I can't separate the idea of fucking you. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody's your friend, you should be able to be left alone with that person or go to their wedding and it just not be a thing. But if I fucked you, that means I'm attracted to you, which means I'm going to want to fuck you again, especially if it was good.
Nah, not me. I'm a whole savage with it. Like, it's so funny. There's somebody in Nigeria who's extremely wealthy and popular.
Uncle's
there? Leave my baby father's name out of your mouth in real life before a bitch get crazy.
Oh, wow.
Okay. What I told you. Okay.
Wait. Buffalo wing is not good. No, I love wings.
You love a wing? Mm-hmm. Anyway. So, we are homies, and I just said to myself today, funny enough you say that, I said to myself, I'm going to fuck this nigga, but I'm going to fuck him in a way where it's so casual that we can do it often, and it's not a big deal.
Oh, wow.
Because I know he's not attracted to me like that, but I know he deserves some good pussy, you know? Mm. I swear to God, I was like, yo, I'm going to fuck this nigga when I go back to Nigeria.
What? You said he deserves some good pussy. Why he deserves some good pussy?
Because he's worthy.
But I feel like you're of some different type of time. I feel like you can be friends with somebody and fuck them. I feel like they can. Everybody who's your homie feels some type of, and that you fucked, feels some type of hold to you in a weird fucking way. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Like, you have a weird hold to you because you can separate from them. They like, especially niggas. Niggas like to own shit, so you want to feel like you're only theirs. Period. It's like the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah, but I think with me it's different. Even though I know what you feel. So, like, there's certain guys that were, like, a thing, like we were a thing, and then we stopped fucking around. And once I stopped fucking around with you, I really don't want to really fuck with you in real life.
Uh-huh.
But I could still feel that energy that's in the room on their end towards me that is very, like, clingy or like why we gotta be out and you gotta be like, oh, this is Simba. Like, are you introducing everybody else too?
You introducing me?
We're all introduced you.
Oh my God, I'm like, sis.
I'm because like, this is Simba. This is Simba.
Oh wow.
So how to say this is Simba. Simba. Oh. I'm saying it wrong.
Okay.
But they always, the whole moral of the story was they always, can I have one of your shrimps?
No. You had two, I got two. You don't even finish the second one. You asked for the... No. Greediness in your fucking tail.
Girl.
Greediness in your tail.
Fuck you. Okay. I'm busting this shit down. But...
Yeah, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't really have situations where, like, friends fucking kind of situations because, again, I don't necessarily fuck for the sake of needing to feel a dick in my pussy. Because I get it often because of my lifestyle. It's actually, on the contrary, not really that often. Like, my girlfriends definitely fuck way more than I do. Oh. But again, free pussy gets used more than pussy that you gotta bust a coin for.
I'll tell you. Question. Okay.
So here's my question. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a situation where your friends have fucked one of your guys? Or tried to fuck one of your guys? Or ask you how your nigga dick look? Like, mind your fucking business. The fuck you worried about if my motherfucking nigga dick is big or small? Fuck you worried about how our sex life is? Are you interested? I'm not saying that it was a personal situation that happened to me or whatever. But what I'm saying is, I don't get why you need to know why what size my nigga dick is, period. Again, not a personal situation.
Is that a common question asked in the gay world?
No! Oh, wow. People want to know people's dick sizes, but if I have, if I'm in a whole relationship, why are you asking me, yo, is your nigga dick big?
Oh.
Or can I see a pic? Because people ask in real life. And then, you know, I'm the wrong nigga. Like, I don't play that. Especially when I'm in a relationship, I'll be like, yeah, chill. You know, you're going to get seriously not turn into like a real man when I'm upset. I'll be like, yo, chill.
This sauce?
The whole man.
Shit.
What kind of sauce is that?
Chicken sauce.
Chicken sauce?
Whoa. With the lemon?
Oh, wow.
The lemon zest?
From the pepper wing? No, I'm trying pepper wing. I'm pepper wing guy.
So, we want to get into this conversation in real life or not? Because...
We can get into this situation without mentioning names. So.
All right. Story time. I went to London for my birthday. Had a great time. Before my birthday.
Uh-huh.
The 6 days leading to my birthday, I had a great time. I was with... Who was I with? Oh, my girlfriend, who lives there, came around. We had a great time. Then, another friend comes into town, and she comes in, like, a day or two before my birthday. But I didn't link up with her for the first 2 days because I had birthday arrangements made with a few guys in London. Dinner, spa, the whole shit, you know? Fine. Then... My homegirl gets involved, the one who flew in. She gets involved. Why? The night of my birthday. Was this the night of my birthday? Yeah, the night of my birthday.
The night before your birthday.
The night before my birthday. No. So
going into your birthday.
Yeah, going into my birthday. Why this bitch? I am my nigga. Like, down. Like, so much that I thought... Then my mom was playing tricks on me. That kind of like, wait, is this bitch crazy? Mm-hmm. So when I realized that my mom wasn't playing tricks on me, I said to her, all of this, like, you know that, all of this,
yeah.
We ain't having it.
Okay.
We not having it. Mm-hmm. So, fine. It happens again. Me and the other homegirl, who was sitting far apart, because my homegirl who's looking at my nigga sitting next to me. Mm-hmm. We look at each other like,
wow, whoa.
Like, whoa, wait, did this bitch do it again? Mm-hmm.
She did.
She did it again. Then she took it over the top.
What's she doing?
So the guy is sitting across from us. It's me, the girl, and the other girl. The girl who's eyeing the nigga is right next to me. Mm-hmm. The nigga is in front of me like this. So she's diagonal from him. She gives him the eye again, the long stare. And mind you, I have a conversation with her about this before because she did this same situation to me on my birthday in Vegas a few years ago. Mm-hmm. So this is a double occurrence. And certain things in between there, but whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. She looks a nigga dead in his eye and she does our infamous leg up.
Oh, that.
You know the infamous leg up that we do?
That thing y'all do.
The thing that we do?
Did she do it with a twerk?
Did she do it with a twerk? Yes! She made the shit pop. She popped it. I was like, wait. Is this? I was like, nah, we gotta go. Now, if I'm fucking with a nigga outside in the open, more than likely, he's for the streets. Because if you were important to me, we wouldn't be going out. You wouldn't be seen. And I definitely won't introduce you to all my girlfriends. So there's a guy that I fuck with in New York, super successful, all that. Guess what?
What?
He never met some of these bitches. Never. He never met the one who was sitting next to me. Never. Mind you, I've known her for over 10 years and I know her for 15 years. So if I never introduce you to him, it's because I understand how you are. Now, don't get me wrong. Her and I, we have the same lifestyle. We do the same things. However, we gotta know when it's okay and when it's not okay. So if it's a nigga I'm telling you about and I tell you I like him, this, that, and the third, those are the ones that you just don't do certain things with. Me, on one hand, or me on the other hand, is if you introduce me to somebody, he's off limits. Until I know he's done with you, because that's usually what happens with these bitches in real life.
Yeah.
The I'm done with that bitch, you know how many... Let's not go there. I will pick up sloppy seconds that's paying a coin in a second. What's up? And the niggas are. I got receipts. Don't get me mad.
Shout out to RX Water, RX Alkaline Water, for sending us some bottles of water to us, for us to try out.
I can't wait. So usually when I have alkaline water, ooh, the bowel movement the next day.
You like to shit a lot.
I do, and that's what really should be happening. And if you're not shitting a lot, something's wrong with your intestines.
I shit often. What? What?
Back to what we were saying. So,
question.
If friends can fuck, you don't really get attached to these niggas and they're just niggas and shit, why is it an issue if she were to fuck with that man?
Like I told you. It's not everybody. Okay. It's not everybody. But if I'm telling you certain things about a guy, first of all, if you even know the guy for more than just the name the guy, because everybody's my guy. Oh, that's my guy. Oh, that's my guy. That's my guy. But if you know something more than he is my guy, then guess what? He's off limits.
Ooh. Okay. Wow. So he's your guy and he was off limits. That's a cool story. I don't think any of my friends fucked anybody I was fucking with. I hope not. Ooh. Well, it's the gay world, so everybody fucked everybody at least once. That's real life. I kind of want to get into the dessert he sent us.
You're reading right there.
You don't want to get into it with me? Why not?
I'm up for cheating. I actually chew my food.
Oh, wow. Can I get another piece of mac and cheese? This one? You're amazing. Yo, did y'all see that? She fucking like a fucking 6-year-old. Who does that?
What, lick my shrimp?
Yes. So I, you licked it so I don't touch it. That's why you licked it.
Exactly.
Like, greedy as shit. Question. All right. How do you feel about the mac and cheese, though?
I ain't gonna lie. Shit's a hit.
It's soft.
And I don't think he's black.
He's not?
He's not black.
Oh, wow.
This food is hitting. All
right.
This tastes like some black people food. It's in black. Real life.
Because where we got wings from and we hated it.
Oh, my God.
Wing Wagon. No.
Yes. Wing Wagon.
And we didn't like Wingstop.
Both of them was horrible.
Because this lemon pepper wings are hitting compared to Wingstop. And ain't Wingstop popular for their lemon
pepper? Not only that, it's soft. I don't remember ever getting a wing that wasn't soft. And look at this.
I'm full, but I want more.
I'm about to save some of this for tomorrow. You know I love a good leftover.
And how do you feel about, what is it, the shish kebabs?
First of all, the shrimp or the mac and cheese
is oh, like, that's good.
It's like Cajun.
That's why I wondered. He's a jerk, right?
Oh, yeah. No wonder.
Yeah. But that's why I wanted the extra one, but you wanted to be greedy and keep both.
I ain't gonna lie, this is a hit. That's a hit. This chicken shish kebab is seasoned to perfection. This wing that is soft, I don't know if you guys can get into it. It's soft. I don't remember the last time I got a wing that was soft like this. I'm a little scared.
Oh, wow.
You know I can't chew yet. Guys, don't look at how I chew.
Oh, you should give me your shrimp. We are busting this food down.
This is a black people food. I ain't gonna lie. Like, this is the type of food that if you was at a barbecue in the summertime mm-hmm. and this food came out, you'd be like,
oh, wow. Shake your ass with the food? No, because you're gonna get more excited when the food comes out. Oh my God. Oh, no. You know what this would hit? When you get home and you mad drunk and you like need food, this would be a hit. All right, this would be a hit. Like when you get some good ass macaroni and cheese after a drunk night, you don't get drunk like that, do you?
Yeah, but I don't think that that's a good thing. Usually, no, because if you're drunk, you eat anything. You eat anything. This is not that kind of food.
Well, no, but I'm not. I don't do that when I'm drunk. When I'm drunk, I'll be looking for good food.
You're the first person.
You don't get drunk. You don't know.
I've heard people say, "Girl,
I wouldn't eat anything."
Like, girl, I didn't say anything because I was so drunk. If you're drunk and high, your shit ain't even all the way together.
I want to. No. For me personally, I want a good eats and a mac, a jerk shrimp mac and cheese will be a good eats, like an amazing eats. So you're playing. I want to get into this dessert because if the food was good, then the dessert was good.
The sauce though.
Hitting. Charcoal's grill.
Yo, I'm about to wife him.
You can't wife him.
Okay.
He gonna wife you.
No, the fuck it's no nigga. A chocolate. Ain't ever gonna wife me. Don't do that.
Oh wow. So I never had baklava. Have you had baklava before? I know it's a Grecian dessert, right?
Is it?
It's a Grecian dessert because Kenny Moore told me, as I said before.
He's a Kenny Moore stalker.
FYI. You're a fucking stalker in real life.
Never. All I do is stalk the coin.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And Dangote.
Wow.
I want to save this one shrimp for tomorrow, though. We only got two. How are you going to give me two for two?
Save me one. This is good. Can you taste this?
I'm putting this for tomorrow. I'm putting...
It's like chocolate cake mixed with a brownie.
Oh, really?
In a way.
Wait. How many... Wait. What kind of wings do we have?
Buffalo and lemon. The other one. Buffalo. You can have the wings. I'm fine. I don't need to be eating all this. I'm fat.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You're on a diet.
I'm on a whole diet. No, but you should give me your water in replace for the food.
I'm not paying you no
more. You're a hater.
The lemon pepper. The lemon pepper? You know I love lemon.
It smells
great.
Whoa. Yes. I love good food.
Nah. I ain't gonna lie. Turco's Grill. This is a whole fucking hit. I'm coming back. I want seconds.
I want thirds.
I love foursomes. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I love threesomes.
Like three guys and me? Wow.
Three guys? Oh, you know, a lot of girls always say, well, they say out loud that they would never do a threesome with like a bunch of dudes or, you know what I mean?
In their real fantasy mind, they want a whole train ran on them. I want a train. Whoa.
Has a train ever got ridden? Have you ever rode the train?
I fucked three guys before, but I wouldn't.
All together?
Yeah, but I wouldn't consider it a train. Like, mm-hmm. I want a real choo-choo. Bitch, I want the Amtrak. Wait, like, wait. That shit was a whole Tyco train. And let me tell you why. Let me explain to you my train situation. It was a soccer player and his, oh my God, I shouldn't be embarrassed. Wow. It was a soccer player
mm-hmm.
in London.
Ooh.
Jamaican.
Stop
what? What? There's so many Jamaican soccer players in London. Oh, wow. Yes. Anyway, and it was his assistant. Wow.
Oh, and the assistant fucked too.
And his cousin.
Oh, you're a hoe.
And he was like,
wow.
I can't believe I'm saying this story. Anyway, so he was like, you want to get fucked?
You want to get fucked?
I was like, yo, that Jamaican accent hits. I ain't gonna lie. Not like the Jamaican, not like the Nigerian one. Whoa.
You want to get fucked? How would a Nigerian say it? How would a Nigerian say it?
Giant.
You want it? You want to get. I can't do it.
Oh my God. You are a fucking.
Like when the girl's like, you want to fuck. You want to fuck too much. No.
It was like. Baby love, you want to get fucked? I'm like, babe, yes, daddy. He's like, nah, we are doing a different fuck tonight. And I was like, what do you mean a different fuck? Because now make sure me I can, you know, the blood clot where you deal with.
Wait, so
let me finish the story. The people want to hear it. Maybe not you, because you're used to trains getting run on you.
Ooh. Never. I'm very intrigued.
Anyway, so I'm like, tonight we are doing a different fuck. Mm-hmm. Me say, daddy, daddy, what do you mean about different fuck? That wasn't a hit though. I was like, yeah. He was like, it's like, I'm going to fuck you. Mm-hmm. And am I gonna fuck
you? My bedroom, I go fuck you too.
Shut up. Can I tell my fucking story?
I'm here as a Jamaican man here. I'm gonna see what she had to do with. The girl. I don't understand how the girl them trying to tell a Jamaican story. And me speak my patois. And she has stopped me. Where are the blood clot girl them?
Your accent is horrible, dude, bro. Your shit is trash.
A Yankee man, this. Me love fuck. Anyway, so me love like, fuck too so, much.
First of all, guys, I took 4 pulls of CBD, so if today's episode looks a little different.
It's because she's like on 1,000.
CBD's nuts, bitch. Ooh. Anyway, so him like, may I go fuck you? And me bedroom, am I go fuck you too? Mm. And let me not say the name. Am I gonna fuck you too? Oh. I'm like, wait. So I say, you gonna fuck? Am I gonna fuck? And am I gonna fuck?
I 3 times the payment.
Say you must have money tonight. You must have. And guess what? He scored an extra goal than he usually does. Usually he does one. I think he scored 2 goals. So, me know I'm have a little more money to spend. Anyway, so, long story short, they ran a train on me. But it wasn't really a train because the first guy who was the assistant, he came in
2.2 seconds. Well, you seem upset about that.
Yeah, because the dick was thick.
Ooh. Wow. Wow.
I was like, damn, because you know when the white girls be doing the fucking foursomes? Uh-huh. She have one dick here, one in the mouth. I wanted it so bad. Oh my God. And this nigga gonna come. One nigga standing here, the next nigga trying to figure out what the fuck, he nervous. Everybody was nervous because it was their first time. Oh. Yeah. And what really set the tone is we went out. We went out to eat. After that, we went to the club. So you already know I was twerking the night away.
Twerk that ass.
And because the guys had no idea that shit was going on, they was just looking at me as homegirl's side piece, you know? And when you look at somebody like, oh, that's homegirl's side piece, but you're attracted to her, you look, but you don't overlook. You don't overdo it because you don't want your boss to kill you. Let me fix this wig. And then all of a sudden you come home and your boss is like, tonight you have a fuck her.
Fuck her.
That nigga was like, I'm a fuck her.
I need a boss like
I'm
that.
I'm a fuck R. R. Don't say R. Niggas start thinking of R. Kelly and shit. Oh, wow. Don't do that. Whoa.
Would you have fucked R. Kelly?
Yeah, I would have fucked him, yeah.
For our coin, though.
Yeah. I mean, maybe when I was younger, I would have fucked him as a groupie.
Like the other 18-year-olds?
Yeah, but I wouldn't have got trapped.
Or 14 or 15, 16-year-olds, allegedly?
Nah, but I wouldn't have got trapped because I don't like niggas controlling me. Like, that kind of, like, get over here, like.
Which he does, allegedly.
Like, nah, nobody's doing that to me.
Allegedly.
He wouldn't even be able to take me. He'll be like, nah, she's not submissive enough. Yeah, I know.
Nigga be so annoyed. He'll be like, get this bitch out of my house before I end up in jail.
Yeah, not only that, but every bitch she ever fucked with was, ain't had nobody. The bitches was twigs. Wow. Everybody's a twig. No ass, no hips, nothing. Wow. He looked like he liked boys in real life because if you really look at these ladies, they all shape like 9-year-old boys.
Oh, I mean, me and R. Kelly can do a 10.
Could have back in the days, not now.
I'm gonna say you don't look like no 9-year-old boy. No. You look like a fucking 99-year-old boy. Bitch.
Oh, fuck you, bitch! Because you look like a 99-year-old boy too. Absolutely, a 99-year-old boy. But yo, guys.
Yeah, what's the inclusion? Yes. What? Get into it.
Yeah.
Get into it. Real
yeah,
life.
I am.
Okay. The fuck.
Let me not go into my ideology talk.
Oh,
what's
God.
Up?
Ideology. What's up? Nuts. Ideologies nuts, bitch.
Anyway, guys, I want you guys to check out Turco's Grill. It was so dope. Like, the food is so good. Simba and Brian Paul.
Simba and Simba. We got it right.
Simba and Brian Paul rate this food a what?
Super 10.
Gold star, bitch. Super it's 10. Simba and Brian Paul approved.
Actually, I rated 100.
Ooh. 100.
But I only said 100 because I'm thinking about the dick. That's one. Okay. And then two balls.
Okay.
100. What's up? 100.
Anyway, guys, let us know in the comments if friends can fuck. Like, I really want to know if friends can fuck. Can friends fuck? Do you think friends can fuck?
Or, in the comments, let us know if you're a friend fucking a friend.
Oh, ooh, ooh.
And if things have changed.
Ooh, guys, email us and let us know a story about if you fucking one of your friend's friends.
Or send me a video of you sucking a dick.
Ooh. Stop! If you guys send a video sucking a dick, I will give you access to Simba's OnlyFans for 5 minutes for free. I will do it. I have access. So send me a video of you fucking a friend with a story. You get 5 minutes access to your OnlyFans for free.
Anyway, y'all bitches know that shit ain't fucking happening in real life. Okay? The fuck?
You'll get something. Oh, maybe a picture of me. Maybe a dick pic.
Ew.
But they want to see it.
You know what? That's it. We'll send you a dick pic.
We'll send you a dick pic. I mean, it's out there somewhere in the Twitter world anyway. In real life. Because I went on Twitter one day and I just seen a video of myself and I was like, whoa.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
You were doing something or somebody was doing something to you? Whoa,
I was doing the things. And I was like, wow, at least they could have done was tag me. But then I was happy they didn't tag me because, like, I don't want my nudes out there. I don't think so. I don't know if I would care. That's a whole nother story. Thank you guys for tuning in to Cooking and Simba and Brian Paul, where we chop it up. Leave those comments, like, subscribe, all that good stuff.
And follow Turk's Girl. For real, for real. If, oh, when I do my beach party at the new beach, we're going to get Turks to cater. Ooh. I ain't going to lie. This is comfort food. This is that food that you go out, you eat, and you come back home with a plate.
I'm telling
you.
I
like that in real life.
After you bust a good nut, you want a good meal. Me always, this jerk, what? It's the truth. After you bust a good nut, you want a good meal. We can talk about it in another episode.
Yeah.
And this Turco's Grill is it. Like, comment, subscribe. Thank you for tuning in. Cooking with Simba and Brian Paul, where we chop it up. Peace out.